Let me start by telling you a story. This story is about a very curious child. A curious child with a bright spark. This spark was so bright that every time the child walked into a room, people in that room shined just a little brighter. Now, this child wasn't like other children. This child was oddly independent, had very vivid dreams, and was having deja vu way too much. The child dreamt of Neverland and flew with Peter Pan and the Lost Boys. The child loved to watch Beetlejuice because ghosts could talk to the living, and loved Ghostbusters because there is proof of the other side. This child also enjoyed Disney movies because animals could talk and magic really existed. These things and more helped this child to keep their imagination alive. As the child grew older, the realities of life hit. There were challenges that prevented the child from being who they truly were. There were a lot of hardships, struggles, and experiences that formed new thoughts and behaviors. Thoughts and behaviors that held this child back and created fear and anxiety. The child learned that magic was only in movies, and ghosts were just your imagination playing tricks on you. The child's spark that once shined so bright slightly dimmed. The child learned that people come and people go. But the child didn't understand why. Why did the people the child cared so much for always leave? Yet another experience, another disappointment, the spark slightly dimming more, and a wall starting to build around this child's heart. Still trying to be happy, the child grew into a teenager, with new lessons and new experiences. The child, now hidden within the teenager, felt even more out of place. Each new experience brought about confusion and false expectations. Reality became more physical as the teenager's imagination disappeared and the struggles of life became questionable and even more uncertain. You see, the teenager's view of the world came from a sheltered and skewed view, constrained to one belief and one view. Never allowing more than that, always feeling out of place, never truly fitting in, no one to actually connect to until loneliness became the norm. The teenager faced obstacles, more internally than externally. As this teenager grew and followed the rules of life, it didn't feel quite right. Why? The teenager didn't understand. As the questions became more, the answers became less. The loneliness grew, and the spark that once shined so bright dimmed more and more. This must be what normal life is. The teenager outgrew the childish beliefs. Young adulthood soon arrived, and those childhood beliefs became almost non-existent. Even the teenager, now hidden within the young adult, disliked the life that had preceded. The magic was gone, Disney was just Disney, and ghosts were just in movies. The once bright spark was now nearly extinguished. Numbness pursued, and the young adult did what the ideals and expectations of society had taught. Continuing on with life, as any other adult is supposed to, the young adult had no idea what was to come. Self-doubt, self-hate, anxiety, fear, confusion, and the worst of all, constant self-judgment. The young adult accomplished much of what society had instilled was considered success. Yet, they were still lonely, still uneasy, still didn't fit in. Even more frustrated than ever, walls building thicker and stronger, the young adult didn't understand why. Eventually, the young adult got tired of all the bullshit, tired of all the false beliefs, and all the fake people around. The struggles were real. Soon, the adult faced a life-challenging experience that can truly move mountains for some. Heartbreak. From this sadness and despair, the best things in this adult's life were yet to come. The adult had not realized that an eye-opening, life-changing journey was about to begin. From this, many doors were soon to be open. Many tears were to be shed. The adult experienced friendship and found that there was a place to feel comfortable and whole. The adult realized that magic did exist, just not in the way movies made it seem. That ghosts were real, but maybe not exactly like in Beetlejuice. The spark that was nearly out had started to grow just a little bit. Now the true journey of life had begun, and meaning and purpose started to show its face. The adult realized that the child really wasn't gone and only needed nourishment and comfort. The teenager never really stayed in the past, but only needed guidance and acceptance. The adult went through many new experiences that helped to shed anger, shed the pain and the loneliness. Lots of healing and lots of letting go. The experiences, the confusion, the loneliness had all been part of an elaborate plan. an elaborate plan to help the child to become the teenager, and to help the teenager to become the young adult, and finally, to help the young adult to become me. I am Aaron Hart, and this has been the Cliff Notes of my journey. I'm an intuitive reader and energy healer. For those of you who need achievements, I'm a certified Quantum Touch Level 1 healer and certified Reiki practitioner. However, I don't necessarily claim any one of those because I prefer to use my own style that I combine with these modalities. Through my journey, I've taken many spiritual, metaphysical, and intuitive courses to hone in on my gifts and abilities, starting back in about 2014-2015 at Angel Light Bookstore in Berkeley, and more recently in the last 4 years at the Badass Space for Healing in Oakland, or we call it BASH for short. So you can say I've learned a few tips and tricks along the way. I am also a self-proclaimed skeptical psychic. The reason why I say skeptical psychic is because I'm a very curious person and I probably need more proof than others that something exists, even if it's something that I've seen or said. Even when I believe something, there's still that doubt, that uncertainty, that disbelief, and I tend to wonder if it's actually real. However, I do give readings and healings when I'm not engulfed in my normal, everyday corporate job. And yeah, I did say corporate. Surprisingly, as woo-woo as I am, I do really actually enjoy it. Something about the structured chaos tends to drive me. Don't know why. I've somehow learned to balance out these two separate lives, mostly by laughing at all the dumb shit that happens and really not taking it all too seriously. Unless it really involves patronizing or belittling somebody else, then you really will see another side of me. But otherwise, most things are good. Either way, the fact that I am here today starting this new journey to a world of people I don't know really says a lot about my own growth. Essentially, I'm coming out of the closet, except this time it's the psychic one. And in a way, I never really thought that I would. But the truth is, I really wasn't one for doing things the proper way. And yeah, I could have started the podcast a different way, but that really would not have been me. Not at all. Now, I do want to say I am a very different person than I was when I started my, I guess, spiritual journey, spiritual awakening about 8 years ago. And let me tell you, it was hard as fuck. I'm still working on healing and letting go, and yes, that wall still comes up. It's just that now I've learned not to let it take over because the healing journey is just always going to be, so I have accepted that. No spiritual journey or major life change is easy, and if somebody does tell me they're about to start their spiritual journey, my first reaction is usually, good luck, it's going to be tough as shit, and I wish you all the best. Never the opposite. Now, why do you say that? Well, that's pretty much the reason that I'm here. So, spiritual growth is never easy, as I mentioned, and it usually doesn't start from simplicity. It always comes from something that disrupted your life and caused you some sort of pain, and you're usually looking for an answer with some sort of higher meaning or understanding. And also, opening up means that you are about to confront the shit that is holding you back. So once you confront one part of whatever the issue is, there's usually a whole other part waiting to slap you in the face or kick you in the nuts and say, great job, here's the next phase. Now, nobody really knows how many phases there are because everyone's journey is unique to them and the lessons will keep on coming until you learn them. So someone might have 50 phases, 50 lessons of healing for one tiny minuscule thing, and another person might have, I don't know, 2,000. Either way, I do wish you all the best, and hopefully this podcast will help you get through it all one laugh at a time. So what is Intuitive WTF Podcast, you're probably wondering? Well, over the last month, like many of you probably have felt, the energy of the world just really hasn't felt quite right. Something is off energetically, and COVID plus the war, it's just not sitting right. Something felt like it needed to be done. And fortunately, since I'm not a ninja to take care of things that need to be done, which I do believe certain things do, I felt like I needed to do something larger. Now, for me to say that is a really big thing because I'm always focusing inwardly to better myself. So that way I can help those around me because I do believe if, you know, I am in a shitty place, I cannot help others. And I shouldn't focus on helping others because it's just going to bring me down more. And so now that I'm not in such a bad place, I kind of asked for a sign from the universe, and through many jokes and much, much, much sarcasm, it really led me here. First of all, I am an extroverted introvert, and so, you know, when I'm around people I don't know, I tend to kind of keep quiet and just observe, but, you know, if there's a topic that I do tend to enjoy, I can talk, and I can, like, really, really, really talk. I do love to have conversations on anything and everything metaphysical, mystical, and otherworldly, something involving past lives, future lives, or even other dimensions. It all fascinates me. Being that I grew up probably similar to many others, where we were instilled with, only one belief, one God, you can't sin and you must do blah, 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 blah. Well, I never really fell in line with that. I feel like there's so much that can be discussed and questioned and looked at with a bigger magnifying glass. So to me, it seems to all come back to our current existence as human beings living this human experience. There are some psychics and some spiritual people that I have met that really seem to minimize people's experiences and hardships of, opening up or just going through life, and are extremely positive that everything is going to be great and happy. And I kind of want to be here to call bullshit on all of that. I'm here to acknowledge that there's struggle to get to the places that we want to be, and it's all pretty hard. Life can be messy, life is tough, and life can really be fucked up. Yet, life can actually be fun, can be beautiful, and it can be amazing, and sometimes it's kind of just a mix of all of it. And there are those moments where you will say to yourself, what the fuck was that? So, the goal of this podcast for me is to provide a safe place to view these spiritual experiences for what they really are and see these spiritual growth lessons from an everyday view. I definitely intend to challenge and question my own perspective as well as my views on things, and I'm hoping that I can also challenge yours. In no way do I really ever mean harm or offense to anyone or a concept. However, I can and will be direct in my questions as I try to understand the things not of this human experience and connect them to our everyday world. In short, I'm really just trying to help myself as well as you understand the higher purpose of all the shit that happens to us and why. The reason being is I do believe things happen to us for a reason, and that reason is because we chose to go through different experiences for our own growth. And that is one thing that no one can ever really convince me of otherwise. But more on that topic on a future episode. Now, what is not this podcast? Well, it's not going to be an overly sophisticated or philosophical, all-knowing podcast that pretends to know and have the answers to everything, because that's really bullshit and no one really has all the answers, as we all know. And I don't really intend to be fake. I'm a practical and simple person, and I want that to be reflected on this podcast. Additionally, I don't plan to be scripted or extremely formal. I am hoping that my episodes will be more like a fun casual coffee chat, or maybe, more like tequila shots that have hopefully hysterically funny conversations about many interesting and random metaphysical topics. Sometimes the conversations may be about a book that I've read, a new practice or modality that I've heard of, or just some random synchronicities and experiences that either myself or my friends have gone through. Also, I do plan to be myself, which may include some potty mouth words and sarcasm if you have not caught on. Lastly, this podcast isn't a place to judge others' experiences or beliefs. Yes, there may be moments where I can't relate to something or someone, and I may question them in a way that might seem like that. However, their perspective and experience is just as valid, as anyone else's, and are respected because I believe that is part of their journey. However, it doesn't mean that I need to join them on that boat. Now, intuitive WTF, you're probably wondering where I got that from and why I chose it. Well, let's start with the WTF part. I'm sure many of you use that daily, as I do numerous times a day. And there are various ways that I do tend to use it. Like when I'm shocked, usually I say like, what the fuck? Holy shit, that's crazy. Or, if I'm annoyed with something, it's like, yo, dude, what the fuck? Leave me alone. Or confused. It's like, what the fuck are you talking about? So, also concerned, excited, impressed, and many other ways. So, this is pretty much reflective of the emotions and questions that usually pop into my head when I'm thinking about any of these crazy metaphysical topics or having conversations with my friends. Now, you may also be wondering why I choose the word intuitive over psychic. Well, per Google, because I know everybody Googles things, the definition of intuitive is intuitive means having the ability to understand or know something without any direct evidence or reasoning process. Psychics are intuitives, so are mothers when they know you're lying. Apparently Google has some jokes, which is kind of why I use this, so laugh at that as you may. But essentially we all have those gut feelings about a situation or experience. For example, maybe you met someone and kind of instinctually knew that something wasn't right about them, or maybe something would happen, and eventually found out that you were correct. So that right there is intuition. Psychic, on the other hand, is more associated with mediumship, divination, having visions of, future experiences, hearing spirit, ghosts, guides, angels, whatever, and the other clairs such as clairvoyance, claircognizance, which kind of connects it all together. The word psychic nowadays probably isn't associated with positive thoughts because of all the frauds and scamming, which, yes, does happen and does happen often. I choose to use the word intuitive because I believe I work with that more than my psychic abilities, and I do believe intuition can really guide us through our everyday lives. I know it's helped me a lot, for sure. Everyone does have intuition and psychic ability, they just have to be worked out like a muscle. And with our modern day thinking and belief system, people usually shut down those abilities and gifts when we're all young and children. There are a lot more people that are consciously using their intuition more than psychic abilities these days, because the veil is kind of thin between our world and the other side. So if you're listening to this, you probably are well aware of them. There's many of them out there, Reiki practitioners. Some may just have their own names for energy healing. Acupuncturists may, that may be something that you might be more interested in than you may have been in the past. There's medical intuitives, and a lot of massage therapists actually tend to lean more on the, intuitive, psychic, metaphysical realm. And I know that from all the friends that I have. So for me, when I give my readings, I tend to use my two main abilities, which are clairvoyance. So that's pretty much seeing things, and I'm very visual when I'm giving readings. I tend to see images, objects, sometimes it might be a random picture. And then the other one is claircognizance, which is just kind of having a knowing for things. It's like you walk into a room and you're just kind of like, something's just going to happen, similar to intuition, but a little bit stronger, at least for me. So these kind of mixed with intuition tend to help me and guide me through my readings. So regardless of whether you want to go to someone who considers themselves a psychic reader or an intuitive reader, either way, you should have some discernment and just kind of get a feel for the person, see if they resonate with you, and be open to whatever information that they might give you. If you do go to them and try and test them out to see if they're accurate, if they're real, you kind of are closing yourself off to receiving information, and you are going to get pretty much exactly what you are expecting, which is absolutely nothing. So just because someone is psychic doesn't mean that they can read your energy when you put up blocks on yourself. The same thing with dating. If you're going to go out there, you're trying to attract someone, yet you're, putting a block around you because you're afraid, how do you really expect to get laid or find love, whatever you're looking for? So as I said, we are all psychic and we all do have abilities, whether we're conscious of it or not. So if you are closing yourself off, mentally and physically, it's going to be an energetic thing. So, whoever you're trying to attract is not going to really be attracted because of that block that you're putting on. So however, and as a reader, it does kind of let us know a lot if you are blocking yourself, and if the reader wants to get into that, they can. But otherwise, for me, it's kind of like, if you're putting up this block, you're trying to, test me, you're not going to get anything. And I have told people, like, I can't read you, and didn't really go into why, because it's not my place to try to put them in their place, nor do I care to waste my time doing that if they're trying to play games. On the other hand, I'm not saying that you shouldn't put up energetic protection or blocks for certain things when you need to, because you should at times, so that way you're not absorbing other people's crap, and you should clear yourself and ground yourself as often as you feel you need to do so. Now that I've kind of given a very brief background on intuition and psychic abilities with a touch of my opinion, my big question is, why the hell do we all have intuition and psychic ability anyway? What the hell is the point? So I have read a few scientific articles trying to explain intuition, and they essentially say it's our brain trying to process things super fast and analytical, or comparing the current situation to maybe situations that have happened in the past, which may be true. It makes sense a little bit, since I, do have somewhat of a science background. But if it's a situation that we've never been in before, how does that make sense? It really doesn't to me. Although I do believe that science and metaphysical concepts can be combined, I don't think we're in the time to really make sense out of it. Maybe another 50, 100 years in the future, we'll be able to connect it all together. But I'm really not here to explain that science aspect of it or question science behind it. I'm here to talk more on the metaphysical side. So I'm thinking, let's say, from the perspective of the creator. Why the hell would they decide to create these creatures called human beings and give them something called intuition, or like a little spidey sense, as you might say, Well, for one, it's definitely to drive us crazy, and that is kind of a joke, but it's kind of true. Just because I've had many intuitive experiences that I couldn't explain, and when I did ignore them, I did instantly regret it. Reason two, perhaps, they realize that life is going to be hard, and for many of us that do go through the numerous obstacles and challenges, they figured, hey, let's give them a little boost. Now, the funny thing about that is that through all these challenges and obstacles, it's kind of, confusing to me because we don't really think about, oh, let me follow my intuition. There's shit getting in my way. Emotions are coming in, and we end up ignoring this little thing called intuition more often than we should. So, I'm not sure if I can really make sense of that. I'm not sure I have an answer because science really can't explain it, or at least the way that makes me understand it. And I can just say it's just a spider sense to help us get along with our life. And again, I will say if you do tend to follow your intuition, it can really help you. I will emphasize that. So, what about psychic abilities? What the hell is the purpose of those? Yes, first, it is something that we all do have, but again, not everybody has developed it. There are many controversies on whether psychic abilities do or do not exist, but I'm not here to prove that because I do believe they exist as I've experienced it as a reader and as somebody who needed assistance. However, why the heck did this creator, the universe, God, whatever you want to call it, I use them kind of synonymously, why did they decide to include that in our human design? Were they thinking, hey, on top of this intuition, let's just drive a couple of them extra crazy and give them this thing we will call psychic ability to drive them a little nuts and probably throw some of them into the psych ward? I'm going to say yes to that because I believe they like to mess with us quite a bit. And you'll see those comments that I throw out in future podcasts. I do think that those that do have abilities actually kind of have the short end of the stick sometimes. I mean, yeah, it sounds really cool to be able to have these powers, but yet most of the people that are open and do have these gifts developed end up actually struggling with it quite a bit. And usually it's because, as someone who's a healer, we tend to absorb people's energies. If you're hearing voices, like that can really confuse people. Again, with the modern day world, like if I go to someone and say, "Hey, I'm hearing voices. They're telling me this." They may not be telling me that, negative things like kill yourself, somebody, blah blah blah. Hopefully they're not, and if they are, might want to get some help. But if they're speaking to you and saying things to you, it could actually be that you're a clairaudient, and so you're able to hear things. Same thing with seeing things. Yeah, again, sometimes it can be a serious medical issue, but a lot of times, maybe it's just you opening up. And sometimes too, if you may have heard things about family members being able to, know things or see things. It could just be something as part of your lineage that you've inherited since birth that you really didn't know. The one thing that I feel, or at least that I know from friends, is that the ability to be an empath and feel things is probably the worst thing. I tend to block it off, so I don't always feel things, but I can go into a room and I can feel the energy of the room. But I do have friends that tend to absorb things, or people that I've met that absorb stuff, and it really does affect them. And drain their energy. So that's why earlier I mentioned feel free to throw protection around you every hour if you can remember. Like, protection is very important, and clearings as well. And again, there's many other experiences that are unexplained, yet, we are supposed to go through our modern day life attempting to live normal. But, there really is no normal, as we all know. And if you don't know that, get with the times. Fortunately for people today, we are living in a better world and a better time where there are resources to explain these experiences, Google again, or there's people that you can actually go to get some help and support. And however, as much as I am questioning and making jokes about this, I did want to bring up my last point is that everyone's abilities are unique to them, whether it's psychic, intuitive, whatever you want to call it, they are kind of one and the same. Even though some people might be able to have visions, the visions for each people are not going to be the same. Mediumship is never the same. Someone may be able to see a spirit in their mind's eye where there's another person that's, seeing them right next to them like it's a living person like you and I. There's the ability to see and communicate with these beings, we'll say. And some people might be able to see auras or feel auras. It's just very different for each person. One thing is angels and spirit guides, if you so believe those, ascended masters, etc. So there's really no limit to the types of abilities that each person may have. It's just whatever is kind of meant for them and whatever things they tend to want to kind of focus on. Fairies and gnomes, I kind of want to throw that one out there. That's another one as well. I do have some people in my life that tend to kind of lean towards those, and they can see them. So there you go. The possibilities really are endless. And the cool thing is that there are some really good people out there that are getting things done. They're utilizing their gifts, and they're helping others, you know, to get through traumas, to receive closure, helping them to remove energetic blockages, and being an intuitive guide for them to fall back on. And I do really think that is important, and I commend those people that are willing to put themselves out there for that type of work. So if you do feel that you do have a gift, then use that gift. Help someone, at least one person, make a difference to someone's life. And if you feel that you don't have one, you can still learn to tap into whatever gifts you are. You don't have to be one of those people that are, quote, quote, born with it, because we are all born with it. It's just what you choose to practice and what you choose to kind of to work out, we'll say. So I do encourage you to do that if that is something that you want to go through. You know, even though it can be a shitty and scary experience, if you are trying to open up, it really does change your life for the better. It just takes a lot of patience, like a lot of patience. And the other thing is that once you start doing it, you're really going to start to see the good in yourself and others. And it starts to help you see who you really are and what you really want to do. And it's a great way to help your life, you know, get better and, you know, be in a better place. And I can guarantee that you will see a positive change. It's just that you need to shed all those things that are holding you back. Once you start to see those, you start to let them go. It may take some time. It could take years. But positive changes will start to come once you start getting out of your own way. So, all right, that actually brings us to the end of my first episode. So I do want to say thank you so much for joining me on Intuitive WTF Podcast. I look forward to the episodes that are to come. I hope I was able to bring about a new perspective, or at least made you question and maybe challenge a current one. If you did enjoy this podcast, please subscribe, and don't forget to rate and leave me a review if you'd like. If you have any questions or would like to add your perspective to today's topic, feel free to reach out. I look forward to bringing you many more WTF moments. Until then, this is Aaron Hart asking you to stay in curiosity, be in the moment, and always ask yourself, what the fuck?